From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Former First Lady Nancy Reagan has died of congestive heart failure at age 94. The wife of former 40th President Ronald Reagan for more than five decades until his death in 2004. She served as First Lady during his administrations from 1981 to 1989. After leaving office, he retired a few years later, making a public statement that he suffered from Alzheimer's disease. The executive director of the Ronald Reagan Foundation, John Highbush, today spoke about her devotion during those private years before his death.
The nation owes her somewhat of a debt of gratitude for being there for him and for being his strong right arm, and also for being the one that took care of him at his bedside for 10 years when he had to succumb to Alzheimer's. That was a really, really difficult assignment, but something she took on with great love and great compassion.
Mrs. Reagan will be buried next to her husband at the Presidential Library in Simi Valley, California. Nearly 5 million eligible voters in the West African nation of Benin are casting their ballots today for the country's next president. 33 candidates are running to succeed Tuma Boni-Yayi, who leaves office after the legally mandated two terms. Yayi told reporters as he cast his ballot that he was leaving behind a unified Benin, which has a reputation as a model of democracy on the troubled continent. Prominent Sudanese politician Hassan al-Turabi was buried today in a cemetery east of the capital, Khartoum, after a funeral attended by thousands. Turabi died Saturday of a heart attack at the age of 84. He played a major role in the 1989 coup that brought President Omar al-Bashir to power. This is VOA News.